I'm on Skype.
Check, check.
Oh, boy.
Initial settings. Yes. Check, check.
Oh, my goodness. No, this sounds good. This is the show now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dubai Friday. I'm here with my co-host, Merlin Mann, the internet's own Merlin Mann. Merlin, how are you feeling this week? All right, Merlin short-circuited. He'll be rebooting himself.
This is Dubai Friday, a weekly challenge podcast with Merlin Mann, Alex Cox, and Max Temkin. This week's challenge, go somewhere.
I'm on Skype.
Oh, I'm on Skype.
This is good. This is how we want the show to start.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I actually like it. It's actually funny to me.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Do you guys want to hear the fucking crazy bullshit that I'm dealing with this morning? It's yes. Really, it's wild. It's as wild as I've ever had in a business situation. So we open up this.
All right, hold up. Okay, proceed.
Ooh.
Is Alex, have I driven you to drinking already?
Grip it and rip it.
Aspartame. I'm always into eating ass.
Crush it against your forehead when we're done. So
we'll do.
We built the game cafe a couple, over the last 6 months, and then we opened 3 weeks before the pandemic made us close. And it's okay. We actually did get some PPP money come through. So thank you, President Trump.
Yay!
Thank you for your support. You've definitely earned my vote again for your reelection.
Now you're a warrior.
Yeah. No, I'm on board. But so we're okay. We are not in imminent danger of closing this week, which is nice. It's good to have a little breathing room. But basically, we had all these different, contractors and subcontractors and specialists and builders and all. Also we have all this theatrical stuff. So all these theater companies can come in and build stuff for us over the last course of the last 6 months. And one of these companies, before we sort of shut everything down, they invoiced us for their work, which was, a lot of money. And, $50,000-$60,000.
A lot. Yes.
It was $50,000-$60,000 of construction. And
jeez.
They're like a specialty builder, right? They make kind of special stuff. And not just a guy who puts in drywall or whatever. And
like a sex dungeon or something.
Yes, exactly. Well, they're your leather, your craft leather.
Oh, 50 Contractors of Gray. Got it.
Yes, exactly. And they invoiced us, and we paid them, and so on and so forth. But I guess because of the coronavirus, maybe other factors, these guys are kind of splitting up the company, and they're having a very acrimonious, split. And so yesterday we get a letter from I don't even think it's one of the guys. I think it's another guy who they owed money to, who did work, who was a subcontractor, and he was like, I have not been paid. I'm putting a lien on the property.
What?
Yeah. Because
what?
He's like, because I haven't been paid. So he called. So I was like, so I don't know. He's been also a lot of our employees have taken unemployment or they're furloughed or whatever the situation. I mean, we haven't done layoffs per se, but we are not fully staffed also. And he's been contacting people maybe that aren't, contactable because they're not working their 9 to 5, hours or whatever. He was getting real. I guess he was getting real pissed, and I left him a voicemail, and last night
I'm sorry. I'm a little bit swimming here. So you hired the Dungeon Man.
Yes.
You hired Philip Dungeonman.
Yes.
And the Dungeonman.
I hired a man to build the dungeon. And
okay, so we got a lady who swallowed a dungeon situation.
And this guy hired another guy to make. He didn't make the straps. He made
he made the paddle hooks.
Yes, exactly. He made an accessory for the straps.
Now you put it in a way I can understand.
Yes, yeah. Anyway, this guy calls me 8 a.m. I was up at I was up until 2 in the morning reading my magic books in the bathtub. This guy calls me at 8 a.m. repeatedly, and he goes, stop the check. You've paid the wrong thing. And I was like, and he's like, I'm going to put a lien unless you pay me. And he was giving me the whole story. And this guy said this, and then
this is on the phone, not a voicemail.
On the phone. And I'm confused because I just woke up, and it's absurd.
Visions of coin tricks dancing in your head.
I told the guy, I was like, here's the deal. I had a contract with this company. They invoiced us. I paid the invoice. That's the end of the relationship. Like, I am not involved in your messy split. Like, I'm sorry you didn't get paid, but I'm not the problem here. Like, you need to go deal with them. So this fucking guy is putting a lien on our property, and now I have to have a meeting with the landlord, and the landlord's like, why is there a lien on the thing? It's a mess, man. And I'm gonna have to call lawyers and like, why? Like, to what end? Like, yeah. He's not gonna win. Like, I'm looking right now at a picture on my computer showing the check that was cashed. Like, it was paid, done, we're out, we paid the invoice. We live in a society.
I know. Okay, here's my question.
I'm becoming Joker-fied.
Oh god, no, you got bored. When you say put a lien on something, like,
I don't ask me. I don't know what that means. It's a thing everyone is saying a lot. I don't know what it means.
I understand what that means. It means I can prove that there's a debt here.
Ask Matt. He's the official attorney of Dubai Friday, and he gives us compliments.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. He gives you legal advice?
Legal, 100% certified legal advice as my attorney.
Sorry, Enlo.
It's so refreshing to finally run into one of these fucking lawyers who doesn't say, this is not legal advice.
Yeah.
It's so cool of Matt to say, even though we're not in an official law relationship, everything I give is by definition legal advice.
Yes.
Oh God, Matt Enlow, I didn't think I'd be apologizing sorry. I'm sorry. All right, let's go on. Explain.
Can I say my thing? Can I say my thing?
I'm sorry. It's another show where I'm talking again. But can you?
Yeah, I thought we mentioned this. Yeah.
I truly don't understand the difference between like a lien on the property if you're a contractor for what? Pretend I am more of an idiot than I am.
Max, you probably learned this at the strip mall law school. But the question becomes: Does he have standing? It's like America is so fucking dumb because nobody here, everybody's watched thousands of hours of Law and Order, but we still don't understand the difference between an arrest, a charge, an indictment, a conviction. We still don't understand the difference between those things. In a healthy functioning system, those all mean different things. Yes. In a healthy functioning system, an arrest would be understood as a very different thing from a conviction.
Well, I told this guy that if this fucking guy, I told him if he puts a lien on our thing, I said, I'm going to have the marshal of the Supreme Court and panel a grand jury.
Oh, shit. He didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
You're going to have the sergeant of arms bring the master mason.
I'm not an expert, but if I had to say what a lien is, I would say that a lien is a legal right or a claim against a piece of property by a creditor. And now liens are commonly placed against property such as homes and cars so creditors can collect what is owed to them. Liens are removed, giving clear title to the property to the actual owner. Mm-hmm. Oh, and this is and another thing that I know is that liens can be both voluntary and involuntary, huh?
Okay, all right. So then, what I'm doing from reading between the lines, I've just gone to like a mail order law school, not like an official like a strip mall law school. But reading between the lines, he does have standing, and it's completely normal and healthy for a subcontractor to have a lien against a leased property. So basically, he gets your lease.
He could have, honestly, he could have it.
Okay. That would be a voluntary lien. Lean on
you
me!
You can have the whole fucking game cafe, man.
You can have the whole Shigilla, baby.
It's you.
You want to bring some giant fucking scissors and cut the ribbon?
Yeah, throw me in the fucking briar patch.
Oh, no. Oh, no, my lease.
I have a really funny, let me get your advice on something.
Yes, please.
I got a DM that I really enjoyed, and this was on the Instagram application.
The instantaneous gram.
Okay, here we go. So this is a DM that I received Monday at 11 p.m. So good. Okay, I just got this out of the blue. Dear Mr. Temkin.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Title.
Dear Mr. Temkin, our names are Ethan, Ryan, and Ryan. Already good. I'm in.
Already good.
All right.
We are three best friends from Abington, Pennsylvania, and have been friends for 10 years now. To celebrate this milestone and the inevitable end to this quarantine, we wanted to do something special. We have all been obsessed with the Tesla cars since they came out, so we decided we wanted to try to take one on autopilot all the way across the United States. However, we cannot afford a Tesla. Consequently, we have been reaching out daily to all the wealthy and famous people we can find online in an attempt to receive donations to make this trip happen. If you can find it in your heart, please let me know if you would be interested in helping us out.
Holy fuck!
Can I ask a follow-up question? Did you find it in your heart?
we know that you are into doing things that are considered abnormal, like having people donate to dig a hole, spelled W-H-O-L-E. Mm-hmm. Like, dig a hole. So we think this sponsorship can be your next amazing abnormal project.
Oh my god, I'm gonna
kill myself. Let us know.
Oh my
let
god.
Us know. Thanks.
Let us know.
Ethan, Ryan, and Ryan.
Oh.
Okay.
Bless your heart.
So I replied back. I replied back. I am.
Mr. Temkin is my father.
You know what? You know what? Game recognized game. All respect.
Yep.
I kind of like it.
Oh, man. You know, the thing is, when it's a straight up request for something fucked up, you have so much respect from me.
I just. I have so much confusion around this, and I realize it's because I guess I do ask for shit all the time, but I've never been like, hey millionaires, can I use a car? Maybe I should just go on Twitter and say I haven't driven an electric car in like 6 months, can someone please like it's my dream.
I have to say I read this message and it was a really good one. I get a lot of these. This was a really good one. Like, I just appreciate that they're just out there. They're like, the situation is that we want a Tesla, and the problem we have is that we don't have the Tesla.
You have the Tesla. We want the Tesla.
Right. I kind of dig it. So I'm not going to buy them a Tesla. Now, I can't. Okay. I mean, first of all.
What you're saying to me is you didn't find it in your heart.
I did not find it in my heart. Now, okay. That I do not have buy a Tesla money, but I do kind of. I was thinking that maybe I would like get on a Skype call. I'm sort of invested in these idiots and their quest now.
I think we should have them on the show. We should for sure have them on the show.
Merlin, I'm not kidding. I want to. Please, please let this happen.
I was thinking of maybe setting up a Skype call where I'm not going to purchase the Tesla, but I may have like a little strategy session with them.
Okay, can I? That is good. Can I? Yes, and you. Can I suggest that you make it something more like, say, a game show? So there used to be a really good, a very famous game show, and you might know it as the, you know, like the $64,000 question on radio. It was the $64 question. So the first question is very, very simple, and if you get it correct, you get a dollar. You answer the second question correctly, you get $2, and so forth until you get up. And I think it doubles every time. And it's a lot, and the questions get way, way harder.
Is this Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, or is this a bit?
No, it's a new show by Mr. Temkin called Found in My Heart. It's called Found in My Heart.
And got it.
And he gets you on the blower.
Oh my God.
And there's a little bit of an interview, you know, like an Alex Trebek moment. And then Max will decide how much money to give you based on whether you could solve his riddles. God,
boy.
So close.
Oh,
we were looking for the laugher curve. The laugher curve. So sorry. You have to do this. You must do this. And if you want any help, I would be your sidekick. Or, you know, Alex should be your sidekick. I should be your band.
I just have so many questions.
We're going to set up a Skype with them, and we're going to record it. If it's funny, maybe it'll wind up in the Dubai Friday feed, and I guaranteed this will disappoint us. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be what we want. But
well, cuz my biggest problem is the word hole. I really get hung up on hole because the idea of him saying you give money to stupid projects like digging a hole with an H is pretty funny. Now, did they misspell it because they're not smart, or did they misspell it because they're doing something hat on a hat? And I really feel like Found in My Heart is the only way that we're going to learn whether these boys are game for some really serious Tesla money. They could get up to $64 from you. How much is your time worth, Ryan? Two.
I will give. $75 to them if they compete and win up to $75 in this game show slash call that's being concocted.
Oh, wait a minute. So maybe there's another game show and you have Temkin All-Star season where now that's hosted by Alex. And that's a different program. And now maybe it's a skills challenge. Maybe it's a Survivor kind of thing. It's your game, Alex.
I mean, I feel like I would be the edge of extinction for the people who got kicked off Max's Island. For like, okay, you were the men who couldn't get money from people. As someone who has to,
would there be a giant head of you?
Yeah, no, a giant something of me.
I saw the giant head and I thought, wow, that looks like Alex.
I still can't believe that's a thing that was on television.
Like you and Tom Colicchio would be so fun.
Oh boy.
Max, man, wow, your DMs are open.
Yeah, on everything.
We've discussed this. It's not that weird.
Because you take the. You know what? You take the good with the bad, and sometimes I get some stuff I'm not happy about, but then it's like I like. How funny is it that these kids are like, like, it's very funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just, oof.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Let me just say this also to any of our listeners. Don't send me a parody DM. I don't want to hear it. If you're like, oh, would you buy me a Tesla? Let me stop you right there. It's already, I'm already bored.
We have lots of items of news and topics in our doc here. I'm going to jump straight to number two. Max and Alex, answer any way you want. Are the libertarians okay right now?
Are you seeing the footage from there? Can we play the Dobby clip?
Please. I think Dobby would be a really nice appy. And then I want to really tuck into some unpronounceable name, sell all your possessions Twitter.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Quick, Max. Max, what is the context for what am I looking at here? What's the context for this?
Merlin, what we're looking at is a clip from the Libertarian presidential nominating convention in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
This is from 2017, but it was kind of making the rounds, and it was very funny. It was making the rounds this week, and it really tickled me.
They're a mascot, and I would like to propose Dobby from the Harry Potter series, who in the seventh book says, Dobby has no master. Dobby is a free elf, and Dobby has come to save Harry Potter and his friends.
There's a lot of mixed reactions in that crowd.
You've got to see the you know what? As I'm watching it, it's occurring to me that this is real. It's like the visual.
It helps to see. Yeah.
She's a really funny looking lady.
It has big Parks and Rec energy.
Yes. Yes.
Except for Turnip. Except for Turnip.
She kind of pounds her chest at the end in a very funny way. We'll put it in the show notes. Go watch. Treat yourself to the video. Listen, have a little video as a treat.
Mm-hmm. You've earned it. I talked about this with my friend Dan Benjamin on Tuesday, and I don't want to go too far into it. There's a character that I'm calling Philip W. Battery because I refuse to say his name and invoke the flying monkeys. But Philip W. Battery is having a hell of a week. And let's just say this. There was a time, and I'm not shaming. No shame. I'm not shaming here, but this
no,
used to...
No, shame should happen.
No. This is a safe place for me. This used to be your problematic boyfriend. And he's having what appears to be a pretty serious week.
Oh, boy. I am ready.
Philip W. Battery is having a big, big week.
I am ready to hear all about this because I see it sort of out there and I've kind of been screening it out. And I could use the whole explainer on the...
Oh, we need the explainer. Alex, explainer, please. What is happening with Philip W. Battery?
All right, Philip W. Battery, co-creator kind of a PayPal, but also...
Okay, real quick, in the game, allegedly. We will also need a name for his baby mama. I'm gonna suggest Smudge. Philip W. Battery has a famous... Have you ever invoked the name of Philip W. Battery or his company on Twitter?
I understand, yes. I have not.
I'm going to guess you haven't, because you would know if you had.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in jest, like,
yes.
Woof. I've never done the, like, star celebrities or, well, you know what I mean, censor a celebrity's name so they don't see it.
Well, look what happened to poor Arco Schmarman. Poor Arco Schmarman, when he mentioned
it. Oh, poor Arco. Oh, you hate to see it.
Mm. You hate to, Alex. Give me some context. What are we talking about here?
Mr. Battery is a multimillionaire who owns companies and founded companies like SpaceX and famously.
Is it? What's the name of the company?
Did I?
The car company is called Battery. And
I'm sorry, Spaceship Extreme.
It's called Rocket Cock.
Okay, Rocket Cock, and then the zooming battery car.
Also, he's one of the co-founders of Usurious Money Assistant.
It's the worst.
Usurious Money Assistant.
Oh boy!
It was purchased by auction site. It was purchased by auction site.
Imagine if you had some sort of transaction friend.
Yeah, exactly. What if you had a Bitcoin buddy?
But not that much of a friend.
Not so much.
he's gonna be taking some fees.
he's got to make up the juice. Hey, whatever money you make could go through your Bitcoin, boy. I gotta make a juice. All right, with all of that established.
Yeah, I think people probably know exactly what we're talking about now.
Okay, so Mr. Battery and Smudgy have been in an on and off relationship since 2018. Previously, I was in a relationship with Mr. Smudgy that he may or may have not known about, because I'm a little bit obsessed with the bleep bloop cars, because I don't like the dinosaur cars because they smell weird, and I don't know. I just like when the cars go bleep bloop and not vroom vroom.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'm confused. Now I'm mm-hmm. out. Now I'm lost.
I bet you are.
Okay, I'm gonna type in this channel, and then I'm gonna throw my computer out the window.
Oh my god. Okay. So, Mr. Battery and Smudge had a baby. Apparently, while Smudge was in labor, Mr. Battery was having a full mental breakdown on Twitter, where not only is he like reopen the country, he's also like
he's so mad. A mask is a muzzle, and he's so mad.
He was having father's psychosis.
Oh, pre-father's psychosis. He says he's pre-father. Yeah.
And you know, as he does,
there's a lot of stress when you're a billionaire having a baby.
Yep. The thing is that, like, these are all like terrible, dangerous ideas to say on Twitter, especially when you're a billionaire, but I can see myself just going full manic on Twitter if I or my partner was in labor. And you talked to Mr. Pipeline yesterday on your program, uh-huh. and yep. were like, "There's no way that I would ever do this."
Did you hear that on Twerk the Back? Is that where
yes.
you heard it?
Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. And I was like, okay, Merlin, I understand that during labor, all of your focus was on your wife at the situation that was happening, but you forget that you're a good person.
Weird flex, Merlin.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a good
way to support
dad.
Your family.
Whoa.
can I just give a little tiny bit more salt and pepper of context here?
All right.
It'll be real quick. But the context for this is that, you know, he has had these outbursts for a long time, and they have gotten him in trouble with the board, with the shareholders, and I think one of his meltdowns from a year or two ago, got him a pretty hefty fine because he's doing some pretty crazy stuff.
Well, not just that, the stock of Tesla, or I'm sorry, the
oh,
the Bloop company and the Spacecock company like plummets literally every time he tweets, even if it's just like a retweet of, look it, I like this car.
It's almost like you want to have a leader with, I don't know, good judgment or... So he's been on this tear for some time now, and he's really been on the forefront of the whole, like, this is insane. We've got to reopen the economy. I don't have this right in front of me right now, but there is a there's a place that builds battery cars near here that's their primary battery car building place. And it's been there's some pretty contentious relationships with the community, and especially with the people who work there. This has included things like a big fire that came out, and there was this crazy fire there like last year. There's huge labor problems with the people that work there. And I feel like, I'll try to find this for notes, but I believe part of the context behind the context is that the Philip Battery was ready or beginning to already demand, look, you're going to bring your ass back to the battery room and you're going to go make some fucking cars. Because we need to make these cars. And so, I mean, that makes it a little clearer or rational anyway to understand, like, why is he acting like this? Well, he wants to sell his fucking cars. But then as so often happens, and maybe it's because he's listening to the Doobie Brothers, if you know what I mean, but then he gets a little silly sometimes. So within a period of, I want to say, just a few hours, he declared that his own stock in the battery company was overpriced, which led to a 10% drop in a day. He also said that he would be selling almost all of his belongings. Run me some of the other things that he said.
Oh, let me pull this up on Twitter.
But it was quite a tear, and it really sounded like, I mean, you know, like he was, I don't know. I hate to say it. I don't want to trigger anybody, but like it sounded like he was going to hurt himself or something. He was
this was a full on, like, I don't think it was a suicide thing. It was like, I am going full manic.
I've muted all these words on Twitter. So could someone get just like tell, like, I don't know. I mean, I get that you, I don't know. Well, can you just tell me what the fuck happened? Because I was.
All right.
Yeah.
So he tweeted last week, Tesla's stock price is too high, IMO. Now give people back their freedom, all caps.
Can I ask a question? Hang on 1 second. Isn't there a situation where he's not supposed to tweet about the Tesla stock anymore because
I think that's correct. I think whether or not that's like a legal thing, I think it's definitely I think he's gotten read the Riot Act by his people. Okay, so then he goes into basically has a tweet thread that appears to be the lyrics to the Star Spangled Banner. Over a series of tweets.
What?
I thought that I was going crazy at that point.
Then he pivots to the wonderful Welsh poet Dylan Thomas by saying, he paraphrases the late Mr. Thomas by saying, rage, rage against the dying of the light of consciousness. Which is very, I don't know, Chris Traeger. I'm selling almost all physical possessions, will own no house. My girlfriend, Smudge, is mad at me.
Oh, you forgot after the I will own no house, he says, just one stipulation
Gene
on
Wilder.
Sale. Mm-hmm. I own Gene Wilder's old house. What? It cannot be torn down or lose any. It's
just one stipulation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Good for you. Good for you.
Good talk. Good talk. So I don't know. I just want to know if they're are they okay? Are they talking to people? Are people checking in? Listen, if you have an old person or a libertarian in your family, it might be both. Please check in on them. Just make sure that they're okay.
Well, we haven't even gotten to the name of the child.
We sure haven't. but somewhere in here, I think I have a link. Yeah, so basically then there was an article, I believe. Now, let's understand. This is all in the context of a grown man who's a billionaire, whose girlfriend, famous girlfriend, is about to have a baby. This is all happening within a couple days before that, three days. And then he, according to an article I can find for notes, I think on SFGate, he did list two of his houses. So in the like 72 hours before his child will be coming into the world, he made sure to put two of his houses on the market.
That doesn't sound, I mean, it sounds crazy, but not unfeasible, because you text somebody, And the assistant does it.
Merlin, you're the only one of us who's had a kid.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
What's going on? What is there? Is it possible that there's some psychology happening here?
I'm not entirely sure. You know, in some ways, this sort of dovetails with what we talked about last week when we were talking about agency and like why are people trying to inject sunlight into their lungs? And it's because they want to have some. They want to not just have something to do. They want to do something. They don't know what else to fucking do right now. There's so many things that none of us control right now, including the billionaires. And I wonder if part of it is, like Alex is sort of implying, a kind of, as we used to say, manic energy. It's just that, you know, housing security, for example, is a thing that I would not be, it would not be in my top 45 things that I would be fucking with before my wife goes into labor. Because, you know, not all labors go great. Is another thing.
Oh boy, they do not.
Not a lot of people know this.
Yeah,
but like it can be pretty tricky, and it's a lot of work for the lady. And a lot of the times, you as a man, like an actual man, like in the old time sense of the word, it's your job to be there and shut the fuck up and just take care of shit. It's like you are. No one needs any of your opinions right now. If you're, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying this for everybody. This is the thing. This is, I went into this with like, I'm going to try and be so egoless about this. I'm going to be there. I'm going to take photos. I'm going to like, I'm just going to be there to be the assistant to these human beings. The one who's here now and the one who, God willing, will be here soon. My job is to fucking show up and do whatever needs to be done. Not ask for a thank you, not ask for an apology. But for somebody like me, who's pretty conceited, that was a lot of work. I don't think he's gone through that particular process. It feels like, unless maybe he's great. Maybe behind the scenes, he's like, you know, oh, you know, could I bring you a generator or a capsule? These are things that I'm interested in. I haven't slept since last June.
I'm wondering if, well, obviously there's some projection going on here, and it's by no means like a jealousy, but it's, I don't know. Do you have some sort of code for like the job of the person, as you said, the man's man who is bringing the ice chips? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Why do
it's called,
these
it's called the Iceman, the Iceman's code.
The Iceman's code, mm-hmm. Because you don't know these humans and you don't know their situations. And honestly, yeah. If I can. Smudge was probably on whatever safe drugs. I bet that she was like on ecstasy when having her kid, which was, seems like it would. It might be fun. It might be terrible.
You know, we have a lot of fun here. We have a lot of fun here, but there is a truth here that is not a fun truth, but it's an enduring truth, and it's not a popular or particularly politic truth, which is that. Everybody's doing the best they can, mostly, and everybody's probably having a hard day, a little bit. Like almost everybody, almost every day. It's just that when you are super rich, even if you're like, let's say you're even like a rich, powerful, influential, however, like there are people who hate Tom Hanks for some reason. I don't know, but I guess they just despise the fact that he can afford a typewriter. Whatever.
I don't love Tom Hanks. I find him
okay.
Like,
all right,
I find
save
him,
it for the show.
I find him smarmy okay. in a lot of his. Like I see right. Tom Hanks on screen, and I'm like, I'm gonna have to overcome the Tom Hanksiness here to like this role.
I hate you so much.
Oh my God.
You know, I think that this is a very common opinion, and a lot of people are scared people are scared to say it.
You just took all my silverware away and then my food.
I'm breaking the silence, and I'm saying I find Tom Hanks kind of smarmy. I'm not excited in a movie.
Oh my God.
The point being that
wrote a Cards Against Humanity because we were talking about this, and we were talking about how we're all tired of too much Tom
Sorry,
Hanks.
I chose so poorly. Anyway, tell me about your comedy card game.
And we wrote a card. Okay. This is all going to be edited out. We wrote a card. Tom Hanks. All right, I'm not going to say it then.
No, now Do I it. Know. Now I need to
it's
know.
It's your card.
We didn't publish it. We wrote a card. Oh. Tom Hanks shooting a young black girl because we just.
It's a very because, good card.
Because we just thought of how funny, how quick it would just be. So it would just be so funny how quickly everyone would turn on him and everyone would be so upset, and it's just so out of character. I don't know. It just came from a dark place, and it just made us laugh. And
no, I understand that.
Let me put this. Let me struggle to put this a different way that you can
sympathize. It really upset people. And we did not publish it.
Okay. How many movies, TV shows? Think about how many things you've seen that's like a genre you might call Bird in a Gilded Cage. Like, you know, being Princess Margaret probably hasn't been that fun. Being Queen Elizabeth probably has not been that fun. Don't interrupt me. And all the point being that, like, you know what? I think this is probably her first baby. She's probably pretty worked up about it. I mean, while the entire world is more than happy to guess the motivations and secret conspiracies behind every person that they don't know, yet they're often totally unwilling to accept that everybody's scared of the same shit on some level. And like, Alex, how would you be feeling right now if you knew it could be like yesterday or 2 weeks from now, the 10 pounds of human come out of your downstairs? I mean, there's a lot to think about. It hurts. It's uncomfortable. Is. It's all. Mm-hmm. And so like it, but just like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know their relationship. Maybe it's a Bill and Hillary situation. I don't know. But, that's a funny card. You should have published it.
You seem like a fan of Smudge. I am a fan of Smudge.
You don't like her? You don't like her music?
No. I am a fan of especially Smudge's first album, you know, because I liked her before it was cool.
Her latest one's good. It's got some bangers. It's very diverse.
And I don't know. Like, I don't care or want to speculate about whether or not it... It's celebrity gossip, and that's why, like, I mean...
Which would be awful if they were humans.
Well, that's the thing. You can go full Chapo and be like, are billionaires humans? But, like, if you are a billionaire, your brain mm-hmm. is broken a little bit, even if you have been born, like, a normal human being, because you're just so out of the realm of reality that I... Why are you laughing at me?
I actually think Alex is right. I think you're...
Of course you do.
If you have that much money... If you,
you guys have not had your ass kicked enough by life to think other humans suffer.
If you have that much money, your relationship to other people changes in a really profound way.
Yep.
He thought a roller coaster would be better than a union for his employees. And I, like, yeah, that's horrific.
Is that how he presented it? Did he go to the shop steward and was like, well, I think I would like to respond to your request for dental care. How would you feel about a roller coaster?
It's like he didn't know how to union bust, so he bought a roller coaster instead.
I'm listening to all my you know, my Epstein podcasts and I think all the time about like Epstein, and
they're really, at this point, they're like your children.
Yes. I think all the time about what does it mean, and it's like, it's a conspiracy that if you had told me that it existed, that there were like rich and powerful people, you know, celebrities and politicians, and that they were all fucking children in a huge organized network, and that it was like covered up and it had all these links to like intelligence services and stuff, I'd say, you're wacko. Like, that cannot possibly be the case. But like, I mean,
This one, you went too far. You went too far with the connections on this one.
It's not even the connections. I'm saying it's the fact that it happened. Like, you cannot mm-hmm. dispute that what Epstein did happened, and that the people he hung out with and all of that. I mean, right? I mean, nobody is like, mm-hmm. like that. It happened.
The facts of the what the man did and how he did it may be somewhat ambiguous or incomplete, but the material.
Yes.
Truth of what the man did is not in dispute.
There is a network of rich and powerful people, including current and former presidents and presidential nominees,
allegedly,
who were involved in sex trafficking children, right under the government's nose. That's the
you're going to get a lien.
That is the fact. Hey, you can have the podcast. Take it. Any anyway, I've thought about what is it that drives people? Why is it that these billionaires like are compelled to do this, or that this draw has some draw or some something? And I think it's that at a certain point you become so different from the rest of society that you almost need a way to it's this little like performance or it's this like kind of cultish thing where you're saying, like, the normal laws don't apply to me. I'm like fully outside of the society. The relationship to these people are like fully like just like objects and property to me, and I don't value them or feel anything about them at all. And what's the worst law, right? And we're just going to flaunt it. Like, doesn't apply mm-hmm. to us at all. That's what I think is sort of at the heart of it.
And do you think that's just to ask the obvious question? Do you think that's what Roderick and I have talked about this, like how douchebags get minted, and like, do you think that is something that you made that is that horrible quality that made you successful, or is it having accidentally become successful?
You cannot make that. You cannot make that amount of money without being a sociopath.
Okay.
It is not. No one has that amount of money, honestly. Impossible. Impossible. Mm-hmm. Impossible.
So, and then to feed into that, you're
not possible.
Right. But then how do you become that sort of you become that sort of detached person who can't understand why somebody doesn't get that you invented holes. You invented holes in subways. Why doesn't anybody understand that? No. Ha ha, funny joke. This is different. I want to have a train go underneath the city. And you're like, yeah, that's still a subway.
At a certain point, you can afford to only surround yourself with sycophants and people who are paid to obey you. And this happens to people, right? I mean, you can go like full.
You're not going
to
invite in a lot of like preschool aged kids to say something incredibly uncomfortable and honest about you.
Yeah,
but don't you have a wife?
You know how when you join a gang, you have to kill someone. I've only seen this on TV. I don't know anything about gangs. But
all the gangs I've joined, I have to kill
part of yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we all have, but. Part of that is that it's sort of like, well, now you're in it. There's no turning back. You've sort of like, it's like,
yeah, if you do anything fucked up, you're coming down with us.
Yeah. And it's like, it's sort of like we've crossed the Rubicon. Like there's no, like you're in this thing. Right. And I think there's something like that with the child fucking where you get sort of brought, you're sort of like brought into this class of people. And it's like, hey buddy, there's no going back. Like you're in it with us now.
I don't, there's this big debate right now on the left, more of a philosophical debate happening on Reddit. Don't at me, I like Reddit now. But this idea of, can you still have a soul, or are you born a sociopath with it? And you are just predisposed to become a billionaire, or do you, quote, accidentally become a billionaire and then you just lose all sense of humanity? And
I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is really interesting. I hope I'm not wrong about this, but I think there's only one self-made billionaire in America.
Ivanka Trump.
Meaning they did not inherit any money or, you know, anything like that.
Bill Gates?
No.
I don't know if that he didn't inherit any.
That seems a little low.
I've heard there's only one.
Who is it?
David Copperfield.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Well, and he's also a kid fucker. So like
Copperfield has
what?
No
what?
David Copperfield has no big company. He has no investors, no VC. He didn't inherit anything. The man did a popular magic show twice a day, every day for decades, and I have heard he's the only self-made billionaire in America.
Huh.
Nobody gave him a dime except for people paying to see his shows and having him make specials on TV and things like that.
I mean, who? I don't think it's possible to be a self-made billionaire. And I don't know if Merlin's the first person to say this, but even Bono has a boss. So at one point, David Copperfield had a boss, and then is being a self-made billionaire worse? Because then...
Well, it says here that Kylie Jenner is the youngest self-made billionaire.
Ah, that's right. Well, again, self-made.
But so I would dispute self-made.
Yeah,
well,
that is...
I mean, You know, she has her own place.
Right. I mean,
oh God. Yeah.
What was? Did we have a challenge this
week? Wait a minute. We have so shut
hold
up.
On,
we have so much more content.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah. Obviously, I'm just saying for our listeners. What was it?
It was to go somewhere.
Oh shit! I did do it.
Oh yeah, I did.
But you owe me a. You owe me an explainer on fail mercenaries.
Oh, you know,
or not?
I am.
Oh,
let me be honest.
Hold on.
Let me be honest.
Hold on. Pause. Pause, yes, pause, yes, before yes. we move on from Mr. Battery.
My God.
Do you know how to say the child's name?
No. Oh, sorry, sorry. Okay, so this is a little edgy for me because now we're talking about a kid, which is a little edgy for me, but it wasn't. Well, I mean, it's not this kid's fault. Why? Don't make fun of a baby. What the fuck?
I'm not making fun of a baby. I'm making fun of the this weird.
He or she, or we don't know yet.
Well,
he, or
in America, everyone gets to decide their gender.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Did
guys.
I say it wrong? Did I say it wrong? Oh, God, no. God, this
fine.
Show's over.
We're not, I'm not making fun of the infant.
They announced the Philip Battery, and I think she kept her original lack of last name.
Wait a minute, I'll make fun of an infant. I don't have a problem.
Okay, cool,
with that.
Cool. Then you're good to go. So Smudge announced the name of the baby, and it's a little unusual, and then people had a lot of fun with that, because that's a thing we do, and it's kind of an unusual name, and then Smudge, to clarify things, posted some clarification on why what the name means and why it's special to Smudge.
Mm-hmm. X, the unknown variable, with a little sword emoji. Yeah, sword crossing emoji. What is the symbol, the like thing that looks like an AE? It's art of, is it actually artificial?
An interrobang.
Yeah, an interrobang. The meaning of the spelling of AI, but that isn't right. A minus 12 equals precursor to SR-17, our favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed. Great in battle, but non-violent. White heart emoji. Plus A equals archangel, my favorite. Archangel, my favorite song. And then another sword emoji, a rat emoji, and then it says metal rat. We'll have this it in the show notes. It's so confusing. And I've had
the rat emoji is part of the Musk child's name.
It's part of the explanation. Sometimes you go to Wikipedia and you land on a disambiguation page. This is like if you went to Wikipedia and landed on an ambiguation page where you wanted to learn about something, they said, well, you know, here's all the things that it's not.
There was also a thing going on Reddit that the post is X equal X Greek letter C-H-I pronounce Chi, A, whatever, pronounce
look at somebody
AI,
reboot Alex.
A 12, 12th letter of the alphabet, L.
Seven meats, three cheeses.
Yep, and people are speculating that it's pronounced Kyle, which I have a feeling that's what it is. Like the whole the reason I care, I think Merlin is similar mm-hmm. to you of like it's a child, and it's like every time a celebrity names a child, it's like God, you sure are gonna have a go of it, aren't you?
Well, since this show will never air, I'm gonna give you my personal guideline for choosing a name for a person who didn't get to choose their own name. Second, mm-hmm. if they decide to change their name, let them, because that name was never yours, mm-hmm. and maybe not ever theirs. And that's why we were super cool when our kid said, "Hey, by the way, from now on, this is what you're gonna call me." And we're like, "Sounds good." My guideline on this, and this is not hard and fast. This is purely just a personal thing for me, is I would ask yourself, whatever name you're giving your kid, and this is going to sound very silly, like, how much is that you trying to be current, clever, contemporary, mm-hmm. cute, or otherwise, how much are you fucking making this thing about you? And if you're going to give your kid whatever name you give your kid, remember that for the rest of their life, if somebody didn't hear what their name is or doesn't know what their name is there any chance that person could get even close to spelling and pronouncing their name without assistance? I realize this is heavily cultural, but I'm going to give you this. If there's, like, my kid's name, her given name, does have an unusual bit in it that might require spelling if you didn't know how to spell names. But don't put two twists into that hose. Don't give it two kinks. You know, it's pronounced Jennifer. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Because now your kid, every first day of school and every other day, probably for the rest of their life, whether that's at Starbucks, like whether that is at the DMV, wherever, they're going to spend the rest of their life burning off the fucking life debt of your decision to use a Game of Thrones name. So just, you know, be cool.
Be.
Where was one I encountered? There was one it was a double kinked hose. This kid, this poor fucking kid's name, because it had, but it had two issues. Like, there's the one kind of name where, like, you will never guess my riddle or my true name. You cannot possibly figure out how to spell my name if I say it to you the first time. If it's literally impossible for a typical English speaker, in our case, to spell. That's a little rough, but then you get a little cute. And then sometimes you'll add a second kink to the hose, and that might be something like a diacritical. Or it could be something like a, but there's a puzzle inside of the riddle that has to be solved. Imagine being 62 years old, and your parents are long dead, and you still have to explain what your name is and what it means. That's rough.
Yeah. I mean, in the after show, I would like to share my interesting name story, how my parents chose stuff. But I think we should welcome Max back. Is Max still here?
Do you guys need me for this one? Now, do you know a Tom Hanks movie that I did like was Bridge of Spies?
Oh, I got to see that. I love Mark Rylance so much.
I mean, first of all, I really don't want to say a lot about it because I went into that.
Yeah.
I literally went into that
movie. Is it kind of a mood and experience?
No,
got to be there kind of movie?
It's not that hard. It's not hard to watch. It's just it's fucking.
No. I just mean though, but I mean, is it in the performance and the feeling and the cinematography? That kind
no,
of movie?
It's a good story. It's a, there's nothing taxing about the movie. It's not like, oh, I got to like get myself ready to absorb some cinema. Like, it's just a good story. I really dig that movie. I think it's of the sort of like latter day Spielberg. Period. It's the least bad movie he's made, and he makes these sort of awful, like treacly, you know, like he makes awful.
Do you need Alex and me for this one?
Yeah, no. You guys take a break for a few minutes.
Okay.
But
we've earned it.
Mark Rylance, man,
he's so
it's
gifted.
It's his best role.
That face, that voice. Oh my god, those eyes.
In my opinion, I mean, it's. It's a fucking. It's a.
He's so
the
fuckable.
Part is so. The part is so. It's like well written. He fucking rules. What a great part for him.
Yeah, I think he was nominated for or possibly won an Oscar for that.
Yes, that seems right. But I mean, damn. Very.
He's also great in Dunkirk. So good. In
very
Dunkirk.
Affecting performance. And Tom Hanks found him unobjectionable in that film. A lot of other Tom Hanks movies, I find him objectionable.
Well, this is a relief, Max. I'm really glad you found a way to enjoy America's easily most beloved movie star of the last 30 years.
Now, what other films has Tom Hanks been in?
Oh, boy.
You've Got Mail, which
don't.
Is
no, I
probably
don't.
My favorite.
Merlin, you want to tell us about the challenge? You want to tell us what's something you want to
do?
Oh, wait,
you know
I got some plugs.
Do?
Can I do some plugs?
In a second.
Oh.
What I want is to say that I don't know if this will come up in the after show, but I feel like it's very important. I've added something to News and Topics in the doc, Max, if you want to look at this.
Oh, it's in the doc. The doc. Okay.
I've closed the doc. I've closed the doc. Uh-oh.
No, do your bit. Do your bit.
Okay, I'm going on click.
No. I can't finish until you say what.
Do
fuck. Okay.
They're in
the. No, I'm clicking. I've added something to News and Topics called Parachute Centaurs and the Physics of Standing Trump. And what I would like to do is do a dive on a bit that's a little tired, but I think needs some Max Temkin style research and perhaps some Alex and Merlin style. We want to address some updates on the way the Trump family stands. And in particular, we want to address the issue of Mr. Trump looking like Mr. Trump started looking like the front half of a centaur. I spent easily 6 minutes.
Did you see? So he visited the mask factory.
Yes.
Oh, I just tweeted a video of this, but he visited the mask factory, not wearing a mask. They played on the PA system the song...
Hey, goggles, cool goggles.
They played on the PA system the song Live and Let Die.
Do-do-do.
Mm-hmm. And Trump does a very... he does a very sort of farcical, like he enters from the left frame of the screen, and he just sort of, or the left edge of the frame, and he just sort of staggers into the frame, and he's just sort of keeling over.
He always looks like I said, he always looks like he's about to fall into a koi pond.
He's got a real sort of drunken Charlie Chaplin sort of stagger.
Doot doot music.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But so anyway, get ready, Max, because in a minute I'm going to throw to you to do your bit about the after show. So I would like to talk about this. We have all had a good laugh about how he looks like the front half of a centaur. I think we probably will most definitely be discussing the work of David Roth, the best writer working today, and his observation that Trump, who was it? The Trump looks like, when he stands, he looks like... I think he's something like, he looks like he's hanging from parachute strings in a tree. And we're going to be talking about that. And you know, we're going to be getting on Don Jr. and Eric and talking about how they stand. And and where would people be able to listen to the after show, Max?
Well, as you know, maybe they don't know. I don't know. But we have a, on this program, Due by Friday, we record this whole podcast for you. And you're probably wondering, how do they afford to do that? Because there's no ads. We don't sell you a mattress. We don't sell you underpants. We don't sell you, I don't know, what else is being advertised now?
Oh, we don't sell you pineapple nom-noms. No pineapple nom-noms.
No pills that will grow your hair back.
No strawberry hand jobs.
Yeah.
No lecithin enemas.
I do know that we've been hoping to get the Molecule Air Purifier as a sponsor, so please reach out. But anyway, you won't hear any ads on the Due by Friday program, and that's because we are listener supported, and people can help out Due by Friday, keep us ad free, and we will give you every week our special bonus after show, and all you have to do is give us $5 a month, and you do that at giveusyourfuckingmoney.com, and you become a supporter of Due by Friday. And we gave you for free the after show last week. That's just a little taste. The first one's free.
Did we do that?
It is unlocked, I believe, on
we meant to do that.
Patreon.
Oh, Alex.
What?
Well, it's probably not too late to do it.
No. We said we would do it as a treat, and then we never did it as a treat. But if you want to I'm opening Patreon right now to see if this is possible. You can go to Patreon and listen to the last after show, which I really, really liked. And I don't like anything, ever. Yeah. I don't even like Mr. Battery anymore.
Well, that's a freebie. That's a freebie, but you can go to giveusyourfuckingmoney.com and become a supporter of Due by Friday. I have another...
Can I read one paragraph before
please.
You promote?
Please.
This is my favorite writer writing today, David Roth. Don't make a Van Halen joke or I will ban you. It's a piece for the New Republic called The Cancer in the Camera Lens. And as I said on Twitter the other day, I feel like he feels like, as far as one can tell, while something is happening, he feels like the man for our time. I'm not going to say a hero, but he is the man for our time. And I think his unbelievable ability to see what we're all seeing, articulate what we're all feeling, and still somehow be above the orange Cheeto shit, he's a very, very gifted writer. This is... a piece in the New Republic called The Cancer in the Camera Lens. Deck. Far from shining a curative light on the Trump administration, the media has become engulfed by his empire of stupidity. I'm going to read you one paragraph. In close-up, on television, at a glance, with the volume down, Donald Trump can, from time to time, look like a president. That effect becomes less convincing the more you pay attention, though. Even under professional lighting, Trump reliably looks like a photographic negative of himself. On his worse and wetter days, he has the tone and texture of those lacquered roast ducks that hang from hooks in Chinatown restaurant windows. The passing presidentiality of the man dissipates utterly in longer shots, where Trump can be seen standing tipped oddly forward like a jowly ski jumper in midair, or mincing forward mincing forward to bum rush an expert's inconvenient answer with an incoherent one of his own, or just making faces intended to signal that he is listening very strongly to what someone else is saying. These slapdash performances of executive seriousness tend to have the effect, as the comedian Stuart Lee once said of James Corden, of making Trump look like a dog listening to classical music. Seen from this long shot vantage, the man at the podium is unmistakably Donald Trump, uncanny, unknowing, upset about various things that he can't quite understand or express.
God, that I like that guy.
He's good. Isn't he good?
He's pretty good.
Our wet president.
Just so wet.
Max, what is going on in your neck of the woods right now? Tell me what even is happening.
I have a new project. It's up on
Shit, of course you do. God damn it.
Yeah, it's up on the website kickstarter.com. I'm working with some of my magician friends, and we over the last year we kind of came up with a neat idea for a jigsaw puzzle that does a magic trick when you finish it. And it has, I also have always wanted to make jigsaw puzzles with good art, basically. I think like a lot of puzzles have sort of geriatric art. They have like, you know, cats and Thomas Kinkade paintings and things like that. So we reached out to some really cool independent illustrators. You're
talking about the Painter of Light?
The Painter of Light. we reached out to some really cool independent illustrators, and we made some really fucking cool puzzle art. And it has a pretty neat sort of illusion that it does when you finish it. And it is up on Kickstarter right now. You can go to, I actually don't know our website. I think it's magicpuzzlecompany.com.
Can you just go to kickstarter.com/max?
Go to magicpuzzlecompany.com. The project will be up for the next 20 days or so, and I would love to have your support. Like, it's always I really want this thing to be successful. I'd love to be able to print these, and it's a really, really tough time out there for performers and artists. Like, there's not a lot of sort of work as a magician right now, so it would mean a lot to me to be able to give back a little bit to the magic community and support my friends who have been really good teachers to me. And you can help me do that if you pick up one of these dope-ass puzzles. They're $20, and you can go to magicpuzzlecompany.com. And also, another funny thing that the Do By Friday audience may enjoy is I am personally sort of on customer service duty. So if you do go on the Kickstarter campaign and look at the comments section.
Boy, we really are from different generations, you and I.
I'm sort of personally responding to all of the comments. I'm becoming more hostile.
I should go. You know what? I'm going to go sit in the toilet and make sure no one puts any more poop in here. For my work. That'll be in show notes.
We don't have a person. It's me. It's just me. So, you know.
You don't have a person?
There's no customer service person. It's just
no
me.
No person.
So Jordan gets to make the nice, sweet videos, and you're just doing CS. I don't know. I just find that delightful.
This guy goes, this guy. So we have a quote. So on the project page, we have quotes from people who playtested the puzzle. And one of our friends, the Hollywood actress, Danny Daniels, said, "This puzzle fucking rocks." And we put that on there because it's what a great quote. And she was a playtester for a puzzle and dug it. So this guy posts this morning, "My young daughter was attracted to..." This is a comment on our project, a public comment on our project. "My young daughter was attracted to the colorful artwork as we read through the campaign, and she said to me, 'Daddy, what does this puzzle bleeping rocks mean?' As she read one of the quotes you've included. Can you please consider moderating for other kids that might also read this? Cheers."
Did you have you considered that?
Oh,
so I wanted to. For the first thing I wanted to reply was "fuck off," and then I thought better of it, and I thought about it, and I was like, "Why is this so upsetting?" And I thought, you know, what's so upsetting is that patently this did not happen. Like, it's first of all, I doubt that he even has a daughter, but the scenario is that the daughter is old enough to read out loud, and he's very sensitive to her hearing a cuss word, and the daughter's sitting on his lap, and he pulls up random unscreened websites and goes, "Here, sweetie, read this out loud."
As you do. Read that.
Oh my goodness, sweetie. What is that word on the internet?
Oh my God.
Daddy.
Daddy. Thank you, Dad.
Then I wanted to reply. And, you know, you can't drop someone as a backer on Kickstarter. Like, once they give you a dollar, they're just
you can't
like,
ban them?
No.
Once oh, no. Oh. See? Oh, oh my God. You just found the worst business model in the world. Would you like access to my attention? Give me $1 forever.
Once they have, once they give you $1, they're just a fucking barnacle on the ship that you're trying to pilot. Just making, creating drag every time you're trying to move this thing forward.
There's a sign in Ramsett Park that says, do not drink the sprinkler water. So I made sun tea with it, and now I have an infection, Max.
Mm. It can fly.
No time.
So I wanted to reply to this guy. I drafted a reply to this guy, and I said, because I can't get rid of him as a backer. So I wanted to reply, I strongly advise you and your fictional daughter to not back this project.
And, oh my God.
And my other partners pleaded with me not to post that.
Yeah.
But
no, that's the one that's going to get the attention.
We've ignored him. But,
you know, there's a lot of I feel like there's probably a lot of concern trolls that have fake kids. I really super do. Doesn't that, you know, there's a lot of concern trolling around my precious angel.
Wait, what is this? Your fetish? You back Kickstarter projects and yell at them about cuss words? is that your hobby? What is that?
Oh no, my Dell. We have a challenge this week, and this challenge comes from Max, maybe?
Max.
But it was yours. Yeah. I'm happy to do it. I'll talk
Doesn't
about
matter.
It.
Doesn't matter. You know what? There's no credit. No credit, no blame. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want it to be my challenge next week, so it was Max. It was Max. Ooh. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go on. Sorry.
I have a valuable magical artifact that I won at an auction that just was delivered, and I'm going to go retrieve it because I don't want someone to steal it. And okay. I'll be right back. But you guys right, start we'll without just, me.
We can't start without you.
Well, we can.
This image. What is this image from? Sway back, lumbar. Are these exercises or stretches?
So I, as a child, Matchy had a sway back. Because you know all nerds had need to have something wrong.
Is
with
Is that
them.
One of those baseball caps with a tag on it? That's a snap bill. What do they call that?
I don't know.
Lean?
I don't know. I didn't know that you could put a lien on something you didn't own. So
I don't know. So many things I don't know.
Oh, I'm back. Oh no, my artifact.
So sway back is a kind of a condition physically.
Yeah. Well, and I was like, Matchy, is this a sway back?
Wait a minute. These aren't exercises. Hang on. These are not exercises.
No.
These are illustrations
are conditions.
Of conditions.
These are conditions.
Oh, I sit like lumbar lordosis all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, this is like something that without a ton of, not a ton, I don't know, I'm sure it depends on each person. Like, you need to train yourself to stand in a way that doesn't look like a Trump, basically. But, I think there's a lumbar lordosis situation happening, but we'll talk about it in the after show, because there's some dominant leaning that happens, and...
It can never be royals. I think mainly this guy wanted to show off his hog, because he's got quite a package up front.
What am I looking at? What am I looking at?
In the channel. This guy, so we'll put this in show notes. It might be the show art. This guy, I think he's got a little bit of a gentleman semi.
Oh God, gross. Oh, gross. Gross, you ruined it. Oh, ew.
Did you see the boner?
Yeah, there's a few.
It's not a boner. It's more like a cartilage.
Yeah, it seems like someone had to really concentrate before these photos were taken.
Oh, I showed him a garter belt or something. Let's do the challenge. The challenge this week was I feel like we make this more controversial than it is. The idea was to go somewhere, to get out of the house, go somewhere, be outside.
Safe social distance.
yes, we know. The idea is you go outside, you go somewhere. And that was the challenge this week. How do we all do?
I did it.
Max, go ahead. Where?
I barely did it. Barely.
Veronica and I went for... Veronica and I, we found a forest preserve. Alex, I'm happy to tell you in our super secret channel. I don't actually want to, like...
Nope.
I don't think that it's appropriate for me to like say it on the podcast in case, because I don't want to like be accountable for like.
You don't want to like create an Instagram spot where people go just to be like, look it, I'm in this forest.
You know, I just don't want to be accountable for people's actions, honestly, on this topic. But Veronica and I took a drive. It's about a 45-minute drive. We went way out to the suburbs, and we went early on Sunday morning, and. It's kind of a janky, like all, so in this park system, the parking lots and all the infrastructure is closed, but the trails are open. Like on the website, it says you're allowed to walk on them. And so you sort of have to park on the street. You sort of pull over on the shoulder on the side of this, like very sort of country road type situation. And we walked in and went for a walk for like an hour, and the trails were all sort of flooded. So we had to like, I'll send you a little video. It's kind of cool actually. But so we had to sort of stop and turn around, but it was delightful. You know what I do? I get my Zojirushi mug and make myself a little coffee, a little hot coffee, pour it in the Zojirushi, take it with me when I go hiking. You get a little cold, you stop for a break, have some hot coffee.
Wow.
How about that? That's a nice little, you get a little trail coffee.
I'm going to make a bit. What is the word you're using to modify coffee cup?
Oh, the Zojirushi mug.
It sounds like a rice cooker.
So the Zojirushi company that makes the best rice cooker, they also make the best thermos. I've been a proponent of these thermoses for a long time, but well, damn, we should do that as a challenge. Cause they're a, do you use a thermos ever?
I do. Yeah. I use it as a water bottle actually, because it just stays cold forever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. Cool. All right. I'll put it on the list. And so you bring your coffee and you go out into, you commune with the Ewoks.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was pleasant and peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How often do you go outside, like, you know, safely outside? Because you have an essential business, the cafe. And you know, sometimes we go by ourselves to the office to like check on stuff, make sure nothing is like broken into. But how often do you literally leave your house?
I leave the house one time per day. That's my little routine that I have for myself.
Do you try to like gang your tasks?
You know, I don't have that many tasks. I've kept things pretty fairly simple. So we go to the pharmacy, the drive-through pharmacy. I walk to, we have a little market in our neighborhood that has all the essential groceries and all the stuff we need.
That's cool.
And it's usually not very crowded, and I try to go at off hours, and you know, I'm often the only person in there. And then I try to go to the game cafe at least, you know, several times a week and check in with everyone. And I've gone to like wash dishes and stuff like that a few times. And, if I don't leave the house one time per day, I feel like I'm kind of going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that's about for me. Look, I kind of need that. I kind of need that feeling of movement and momentum and breaking it up a little bit. And you know, I have a kind of an earnest thing to say about this too, which hopefully it's not too lame to say on the podcast. But I've been thinking about this week a little bit, which is. There's so many like little. This is so lame. It's so
no. Go ahead. Go.
It's very trite to say, but there's a lot of
as lame as Tom Hanks.
There's a lot of little mundane things in my life that I just take for granted. You know, that I've never really stopped to think about. So like going out in the woods for a walk, sitting at a diner and just having eggs and talking to someone, and I was thinking. I wonder how quick it'll be before I like take that for granted again. Like, I hope I never take for granted. I hope every time I sit down at a diner for the rest of my life and I get eggs and I'm talking and with a friend and I'm having a conversation eating eggs. I hope I have that one thought of this is fucking great. This is great. I could not be doing this.
I agree with you on both parts. I agree with you on the, it's a shame on me for how much I didn't appreciate before. I think of myself as a pretty grateful person in general, but it is, as you're saying, all these little things that you didn't appreciate, these like Amelie kind of things. But also this is also very much tied, not to make it sad, but also very much tied to the whole like, whoa, pump the brakes, everybody. Like, let's make sure we're in good shape for this. Don't get me started on Iowa and Texas because I got a lot to say. But if we come back from this too fast, it's going to be very bad. And I agree. I think there's anybody.
Jen and I were texting this morning and we were like, I was like, I would pay $2,000 to sit on the patio of Bang Bang Pie and have like a biscuit. And Jen was like, mm-hmm. I would pay $2,000 to wait in line at Bang Bang Pie.
Yeah, but like I think there may possibly be some good markers and codes that we can identify here, which is keep your eyes and ears open for anyone who keeps talking about how they can't wait to go back to normal. And those are the people who are going to be killing other people soon, whether they mm-hmm. mean to or not, because they have not accepted there is not a normal to go back to. I mean, maybe there never, that in some ways, for sure, there never really was a normal. But like for shizzle right now, there's never going to be a normal. And like if you're not ready for what the new fucked up is instead of the old normal, boy, you're going to be a carrier real fast. And, you know,
yeah.
Enjoy every sandwich.
Yeah.
I didn't think that. I thought that was nice, Max.
Yeah, I agree. That's something I've been trying to think about a lot. Especially the things that I will be able to do when this is, you know, by over, I mean when restrictions are lifted.
When you're allowed to leave the house in some form or fashion.
Yeah. But I have been outside four times since March 15th.
What?
And I've totally peanut buttered on this challenge. Well, think about it. This okay, so March 15th.
Does she have like a deck?
No. Well, okay, so I tried to count the times I've taken out the trash, but Maddie and I split that up, so probably five times for that. But yeah, I went to the grocery store, to the pharmacy, to another trip to the pharmacy, and then I did a drive-through for a McDonald's Diet Coke slushie, which made me just delighted. And then one, oh, I miscounted. And then once for a walk. The issue.
Does McDonald's have slushies?
Oh, they do indeed. That's like my.
Is that new? Have they always had slushies?
Well, in, I believe.
Is this a flurry? I don't know the words for these things.
No. This is actually, I'm sure it's like a McShuffle or something, but I'm just like, can I have the frozen Diet Coke? And they're like, sometimes they're like, yeah. Otherwise,
oh, it's like a Slurpee, like a Slurpee kind of thing. Okay,
yeah. I don't know. They're called many things. It's like a regional thing. It's very weird. Anyway, that's like my first summer thing.
A bag sack poke.
Yeah. You know. So, but think about it. Like March 15th is when we drove home from Michigan because Maddie had a surgery, and I was like, there's no way we're fucking going outside because, you know, you're recovering and your immune system is low. And I don't know. So it was just a few weeks of recovery. April, I'm like, I don't want to push it. All of my my two trips that time were for curbside pickup and then drive through. This is so fucking boring.
That's not.
And then I went on a walk one time with a mask, and that was last week. And Maddie goes for a walk like once a day for like two or three miles because otherwise he'll go insane. But I am terrified of being being immune and being a silent carrier. And I was supposed to go this weekend to Indianapolis to see my niece who was born last month. And I talked to my brother and I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't do it until I've been tested.
You're worried you're going to make the kid sick?
No, I'm worried that I'm going to make I'm not really worried about making them sick, except they're, you know, caring for a small child. So I'm not worried about getting them sick in terms of dying. I'm worried about getting them sick and then them needing to, like, get a nanny or a babysitter or whatever and, like, with that. And also, though...
Yeah, I mean, there's not much fault tolerance in our lives right now.
Yes.
You really don't want another thing on top of the thing.
Yeah. And and I'm also like, my mom should be the one who has the most time with her. And I know that if I got there, I would break down and need to go inside and hug this child very closely for a long, long time. And my dad didn't get to go because he, you know, works at a meatpacking plant and he's kind of isolated in our house in the suburbs because he is waiting. He can't get a test yet. And I was just like, man, it's not worth it.
No, I heard that everyone can get tested who wants it.
Yeah, I heard that. Nobody talks about tests anymore. Be like, they're tremendous ventilators. I think everybody's always been able to.
All of the workers got
tested. This is why Dr. Fauci's like, returning to his home planet. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, all of their...
He loves a little scritch behind the ear. Fauci. What's his evolution? Fauci.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Alex, this sucks. I'm sorry.
No, there's no... I mean, it's a choice that I'm making. Also, I've had no sinus infections this season, which is unheard.
Alex, me neither. What is up with that?
Because we're not around people who will... because people have sinus infections all the time, but if they don't have a fucked up sinuses like we do, it doesn't hit them as hard. So, you know, it's the same thing as a virus, but yeah, I'm definitely going to be wearing a mask a lot. Like, even if I'm that weirdo, I am very much pro mask now. Yeah, man, I don't know. Sorry, I'm wrong. 6 times because I've been to the office twice.
Alex, if you were off by half an order of magnitude, that's still not enough times. You need to get out more.
I don't know, though. Is it? I really don't know because I have the privilege of being able to order food and I don't want to be the like check your privilege guy. And
Alex,
you know,
have you ever had any issues at all with mental or emotional health in your life? Your mental and emotional health, if you think you need it, this is your choice, not mine, but I think your mental and emotional health, not you, our, not mine, yours. No, sorry, I was trying to make a Bernie Sanders joke, I think, but we...
I'm writing to ask you again. God, so many emails lately.
That's funny. My kid just turned me onto that meme, but it might... Take care of yourself, and it might benefit you to get in the sun a little bit.
Well, I'm also not sleeping for like 48 hours at a time. So, like Thursday and Friday last week, I'm like, Kev, I'm taking these days off because if I'm gonna go a 72 hours without sleeping, that's real bad, and I'll die. So, I mean, I don't know. There's a good tweet going out that it's like either you have the perfect, most productive day or you're at zero. At least that's what it's been for me. And I don't know. The CGP Grey video, I think, came out at a really good time for a lot of people.
What's the video?
You're right. I should say that. Spaceship You, which is all about how you need to take care of your mental and physical health. And right now, physical health is more important because if you're not getting exercise, your brain will not work. So that's kind of what I've been focused on is like doing yoga every day. I've really considered getting stationary bike.
What?
No, doing yoga and what's it called? HIIT.
How do you just do it? What do you just do yoga?
Oh no, I'm a big I use Down Dog. It's a beautiful app.
Is that a machine or what is it down? I'm somewhat aware.
It's an app.
Okay, cool. But nobody gets to see you carrying your mat around in a bag. So what's the point?
Exactly.
I have a yoga mat.
Mm-hmm. Nobody gets to see the free weights that we have.
My pants are very tight. I do yoga. Yeah, we know.
No, yoga. No. Like it's one of those things of like you should get your heart rate up to like 120 or whatever the healthy thing is for your body. Otherwise, you're gonna go wild.
I get that every afternoon when I look at my COVID bookmarks. Does that count?
Oh, that yeah. I also man. Yeah.
Did you guys did the man clan go outside?
Yes, we did. But Alex, you know, hey, it sounds like you're doing what you need to do. But yeah, my lady does those, and we got our exercise bike, which helps a lot. But there's, to me, there's really no substitution for this. Someday this will sound like such an old man thing. You kids on your goggles. Time was we would go out and walk into a tree. But I do feel like there is something special about especially sunshine, especially about fresh air. And like there's nothing to stop you from going somewhere where no one else is, taking off your mask
yes.
and all of your clothes. And no, yeah. wait a minute. Let me start over. But no, I don't know. Just to close that thread. Yeah, I hope that goes okay. And you're not driving each other crazy with all that being near each other.
What do you mean? Who would? Oh, Maddie and I. No. My spouse. No. We. I don't,
Alex, you know Maddie?
Yeah. I'm familiar. No.
We should hook you guys up. I think you guys would be. It would be a fun meet cute.
I still don't know what that means at all.
It means Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is what it means.
That motherfucker. He's in the podcast now.
No, he's part of our herald.
He's like warmly smiling. I hate it.
He's part of our ongoing human herald, and now he won't leave.
Fuck off.
Oh, God, he's the worst. Yes, we do. No, I just barely did this. It didn't work out. But like I said, we did do a hike recently. I think that was part of the impetus for talking about this, was talking about going for a hike. And we try to do that. But boy, again, time dilation, it's a thing. It's a real thing.
Yes.
So
yes.
I've had this long-held belief, not a belief, a long-held observation. This is not to say that this is a good or bad or whatever thing, but like, I've always felt like, ever since the 73 folders days, I've always felt like geeks tend to get into stuff if it involves a little bit of gear. You guys probably cannot understand what I'm talking about here, but sometimes you're more likely to do a project if you get to buy.
Hang on, I can't hear you over. I can't hear you over my magical artifact.
So like, for example, it's the classic examples. I mean, buying a notebook will not make you creative, but if you're feeling creative, it can be nice. You get a chance to go buy a notebook. That's nice. New pens. Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to say it's worth being creative because you get to get the notebook.
Yep. Now it's part of your work.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you where that really was huge for me was Fitbit and the succession of really shittily constructed Fitbits that I continued to buy and replace and rebuy and buy new versions of. And eventually I got an Apple Watch, and eventually the Apple Watch handled sleep and fitness in a way that does mm-hmm. way more than I could ever want. Do you know what I mean though? So like, I'm doing a bit. Like sometimes... if you add a little bit of tech or a purchase or something to it, it's more fun. So something I've been doing is using the app iNaturalist. So when we go on a hike or when I'm just moseying around, and I'm sure I must be a very frustrating participant in this because it's very, my quote unquote observations, as they call them, are extremely mundane. But, you know, so Alex, you'll remember from the 73 folders days, I would say something like, well, if you want to take more walks, give yourself a treat. Like say, I'm going to walk to Starbucks and back and I get my treat and I'll get 4 miles mm-hmm. out of this mm-hmm. or whatever. Some kind of I'm misusing this, but I'm a guffin in some ways. And in this case, I'll say to myself, yeah, I'm going to take a walk, but really what I'm going to do is go play with the app, and I'm going to take some photos, and I'm going to see if I can figure out what this plant is. I'm going to see if I can figure out what this butterfly or this rat is. And so that's what I do. And I did a little of that, for the challenge.
Oh,
see, it's amazing how much stuff you just don't want to talk about because everyone sucks.
What can you say? What does it do though? The app?
What does it do? It's an app. It's a service. It's a community. It's a dessert topping and a floor wax.
Wow. What doesn't it do?
That's exactly what I said. And they said, why are you here? Stop taking pictures of things on your desk and acting like it's nature.
Sir, this is a Wendy's.
So what you do is you get this app and you go out and like you say, oh, look at that cool plant or look at that rat. That's cool. And the way I use it, this is not in any way to say this is all this is for. You take a photograph of usually a plant in my case. And I go, huh, I wonder what that plant is. And then you click a button and to say like, so you upload it and you say like, okay, help me identify what this thing is. And their little robot usually does a pretty good job. If it's like your dandelion level stuff, it has no problem going, oh, it's totally a dandelion. Or that's something, this is something called flea banes and horse weeds, which sounds like a Marx Brothers movie, but it'll identify it for you. And then if you choose to have it open to other people, they can help identify. You can join projects. But I like it because I've had a whole bunch.
Oh, it's like geocaching for nature. I love this.
I guess maybe. I've had a handful.
A
handful of apps in the past that are like, hey, what's that thing? So obviously there's stuff like SoundHound for music. There used to be a really interesting app. You know what? It was not an interesting app. There was this weird app I liked that would help you figure out what bird was making that song. And like it's almost like Identifont for bird sounds, where it's, you say, oh, serif or sans serif. Does this bird have serifs? And you go through it and you say like, oh, is it like this? Because there was this one, bird in my neighborhood that, first of all, Alex, you'd appreciate this. When I lived in Tallahassee, there was a bird in the springtime outside my window that would sing the beginning, not the beginning of, but the refrain from Flip Your Wig. It would go, from Husker Du, it would go.
Yep, 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 yep.
And it was That's exactly amazing. Perfectly in pitch. Then we had a bird in our neighborhood that would sing a Nat King Cole song, and I was able to look that up. There are other kinds of things, you know, again, like those font identifying things. I love stuff like this. And I do find that adding that extra level of geekery to it and turning it into a little personal treasure hunt makes it something I'm kind of more into doing. What was my point? Answering Max's question. And so it's meant to be sort of a community thing. It does lots of different things. You can have, like I say, you can have projects. It's something my kid, I've had this app for years, only recently started reusing it again. And it's something my kid's class, I just almost said my kid's class leader. My kid's human class leader, teacher, encouraged them.
I was like, wait, a child, okay.
I'm sorry, I was making a humor joke.
Talking to me way too much.
Is this one of your hippie San Francisco nonsense things? Or
absolutely.
Or what? Is your brain just...
No, my brain's broken. Okay. It's real fucked up. Okay. I watch a lot of TV at night.
Okay, cool.
I keep watching the same TV show every night.
You're not sitting too close to that TV, are you?
Am I?
I don't know. It's going to cross your eyes.
That'd be hot. Biden eyes. The little tiny Biden eyes.
God, did you see the video of him, the Keegan-Michael Key video that he did?
No.
He seemed so... It was edited by the campaign to be like...
Oh, no.
You know, like a funny pro-Biden video. He just seemed so fucking out of it.
Oh, God. Am I funny yet? Tell you what, Mac, you get up there, come up there down in Wilmington, you're going to meet a lady who lives in a locker, and she's the one who's the meat packer, buddy.
Biden being senile is very similar in a way to the Hillary is a liar meme, where I don't know if it's true or not, right? I've never talked to the guy. I don't know if Biden is losing his marbles or not. But it's one of those things of once that you get that little brain worm and you're like, is he? You just start to see it. There's something about the guy.
There's so many things like the centaur thing. It's one of those things where you... Or like Alex with this poor man's penis that she sees in his shorts. There's so many things like that. There's one I was showing my kid the other day that was really one of the classics. Because, you know, you hate to see it. You hate to ruin somebody. It's like John Siracusa coming where you live and pointing out something that's wrong with your house you never noticed before. And like, that's where you live now. Now it's John's house. And so it's pretty cool. And what was the other one like that? I love apps like this, I have to say. I used to, you remember my old Evernote story, you know, Alex, about finding the office, the Toys Told Tale.
Yeah.
That where you can use photographs, geolocation, and various kinds of technologies to, make something cool happen. And then you go in and you make sure you delete your location history on Google over and over and over.
Yeah.
That's what I did. And it feels good. It feels nice to be outside. Our weather's really pleasant right now. I love that we can finally open our fucking windows because I feel like I'm living in a sock. Like it doesn't exactly smell bad, but it doesn't smell fresh. And
have you thought of getting a way to measure the humidity?
Well, what I thought about is here's the problem, Max. Ever since World War II is when we came up with HEPA. What is the next level of filter going to be? What if I told you that there was a way that you could have something that looks like an Amazon Echo in your house? Well, that's no Echo. You know what that is? It's $800.